This world is finite. The resources of this planet are finite. In the physical plane, the resources available to every person are limited. In the physical plane, if you acquire too much, you do it at the expense of others. In the mental plane, resources are less limited. Knowledge can be acquired freely. And when you have more knowledge, you do not take from another. But the mental plane is limited because the mind is limited. It can only absorb so much knowledge. Now we have the internet as a backup to maintain the knowledge you can't sustain in your mind. On the spiritual plane, there are no limits. And what you acquire, what you gain spiritually, does not take from anyone else, does not limit anyone else's growth or development. And in fact, the more spiritual wisdom and love you attain, the greater your contribution to this world. For the true need in the hearts of all living beings is that inner love, that great love which comes from the infinite. That is the deep need of all people, to love and to be loved, to feel surrounded in love, immersed in love. So many human beings suffer sadness, fear, and loneliness because they feel cut off from that love. And feeling disconnected from that infinite love, they attempt to acquire it in various ways. To have more things in the world, to have power, to have position, to gain territory, to dominate others, to be renowned by others. This way, people feel they can have more love, but they don't call it love. They don't know what that restlessness inside of them is seeking. So they hope that if they have a bigger house, more cars, more money, more prestige, more power, that they will be secure, they will be safe, that gnawing emptiness inside will be fulfilled. But that gnawing emptiness, that restlessness of the human spirit is only very temporarily filled by these fleeting acquisitions that are meant to fulfill that hollowness, that gap, that restlessness. When that gap, that restlessness reappears after you think you have fulfilled it with material acquisition, with mental acquisition, with love of a partner or a friend or a child or a spouse, when you feel you have fulfilled it, it feels good for a little time. A few hours, a few days, a few years, but eventually that restlessness within you stirs again. Those moments when you feel that emptiness, that loneliness, that need inside of you for something more, something great. That restlessness that dwells in the human heart, in the human spirit, and moves all people, moves you through your life, propels you forward. That restlessness is a fundamental longing to return to wholeness, to return to your source, to return to that complete fulfillment, that infinite love, which has no second, in which you are whole. There is a longing, an essential longing of the human spirit to return to that state of wholeness. And as long as it is not fulfilled, that restlessness comes again and again and again. It will not, it cannot cease, no matter what you acquire. It returns to you. Because it cannot be fulfilled by any acquisitions, even the love of a partner. Because that partner is still a person outside of you. Though in the moment of your heart's meeting, the emptiness dissolves, and thus you are drawn together in love. And for a moment, that love is unconditional, and you feel that moment of fulfillment. But then it separates. And again, you feel that restlessness, that longing that moves you forward. It comes because deep inside, deep within you, there is a deep core memory of your spirit, of your soul. A remembrance of wholeness. That wholeness is your natural state of being. It is sahaj, it is natural state. And there is a natural tendency to want to move into that state of being. You are ever drawn to return to that. the soul seeks it. Life upon life, experience upon experience. There is a searching, a seeking to find your way home, to find your way to completeness. But the tendency of mind and body is to want to acquire. There is a need to acquire more, to acquire physical safety and security, to acquire emotional safety and security, to acquire knowledge, to acquire love. You want to acquire because you are separate from everything else. Therefore, you need to ingest it. You need to acquire it, to possess it. But all of this acquiring and possessing does not fulfill this restlessness. Still it reappears. And so the yogis of ancient times realized there is no way to acquire this fundamental fulfillment because it has to come from within you. It has to be yours. Everything that you acquire from outside somehow isn't really you, isn't really yours. But the yogis realized that when you sink into yourself and rather than acquiring something to try to feed this hunger, this restlessness, you let go. They realize that if you let go, if you surrender, you dissolve the fundamental cause of your restlessness, of this emptiness inside. And that is your very sense of individuality. In your sense of individuality, of you apart from everything else, lies the fundamental cause of this unhappiness, of this restlessness, of this pain, the core pain underneath all the other pains, the core pain, the duality of self and other, being cut off from wholeness. That which cuts you off is separation. I, as opposed to thou. When you have the sense of individuality apart from everything else, you are alone. Out of that aloneness comes loneliness. Comes restlessness, comes this innate restless soul, always yearning to return to source, to return to the natural state of being. And that natural state is unbound. Whole. There is no division in that state. There is completion, true fulfillment. But fulfillment that has no time, it cannot be timed out. It isn't relative. It doesn't exist in time or in space. It is everywhere and always and nowhere and never. It always has been, it always will be. Unchanging, immortal being. When your sense of individuality is honestly surrendered, let go, dissolved into your deep source, into your natural state of being, then all those relativities of time and space dissolve. There ceases to be I and thou. And in that deep dissolution within you, where you acquire nothing, you let go of the overlay of beliefs you have acquired. And your infinite intelligence drops into the ocean of infinite intelligence. Like the salt dal walking into the sea, that which you are dissolves naturally into that which you truly are, your natural state of being, whole, complete, eternal, infinite, aware, intelligent, unconditioned love. When you let go, of all that you have tried to achieve, and you even let go of the one trying to achieve, and allow yourself to fall back into your true nature. Then you are whole. There you are, unbound love, aware, intelligent, absolute love. No beginning, no end, no division. And when your aware intelligence becomes conscious of form and the dualities of creation, again, you begin to experience, to witness living in a body. breathing. Experiencing the senses, the experience of self and other, of time and of space. But having touched that soul within, that infinite self, you are not the same. For that light rides with you, even as awareness returns to the world of duality. And as you learn to follow the inward journey and to let go, and let go, and let go, of all of your illusions, all of your beliefs, even the belief in your individuality, then your awareness dissolves into the sea of the divine, aware, intelligent being, which is your true nature, unbound by time, unbound by space. The question, who am I, becomes irrelevant. For where is the I to ask the question? And then when awareness notices the physical world and the physical body, from the infinite eternal being, the experience of existence in this world forms. But you are not the same. When you have touched your soul, and then you have touched the God, the One that is all, then when you return to life in this body, you are not the same. And that which you bring with you in your consciousness is not only a gift to you, but a gift to all the world. The light of the inner self is brighter than 1,000 suns. It is the source of all vitality, the source of all energy, the source of all forms. Like a dream in the mind of the great dreamer, this world abides. Made of this light, made of this intelligent awareness. And as this intelligent awareness dreams the dream of creation, the creative dream, it forms itself into all the living beings, into you, into everyone you know, into all the animals, the trees, the plants, the tables, the rug, the chairs, into every cell, every molecule of creation, to the myriad of stars, galaxies, countless planets, endless number of beings. All abiding within this infinite, intelligent ocean of awareness, of love, from which you have arisen. A dream in the mind of the great dreamer. A creative expression. A dance. A lila. And when you sink into the eternal source of your dream of existence, apart and separate, when you sink into the source from which that dream has come, you melt back into the dreamer, and that restlessness is gone, for you are whole, complete, infinite. This is the journey of human life. This is the yoga. This is the journey of spirit. Find your way. And in finding your own way, you bring healing to this planet and to all beings. For love is the answer to the problems of the day, the problems of the planet. They arise because there is insufficient love. Dharma is not followed because love is not sufficient. The light of this bright sun of the inner self is not bright enough. It's dimmed by delusion and misunderstanding. And out of the pain of those whose hearts have been confused and whose way are confused, out of their pain, pain arises. So be yourself a light in this world, a lamp of love and great compassion. And surely the brightness that you bring from that wholeness will be a brightness that lights the darkness. And when many lamps are lit, how can the darkness survive? The light will surely prevail. All right. Are there any questions? All right, namaskar.